Are Christian fathers commanded in Scripture to lead their families in daily devotions? Well, I mean, the simple answer is no. Christian fathers are not specifically commanded in Scripture to lead their family in daily devotions. That would be coming a little short of the objective, wouldn't it? Christian fathers are commanded in Scripture, both in Ephesians and Colossians, to raise godly children, to bring them up, as Paul says in Ephesians 6, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, anybody should know that if you're going to raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that is to say, if you're going to raise your children to know the Lord and to be obedient to the Lord, you're going to have to expose them on a systematic, regular, routine basis to the Lord. And where are you going to go to do that? Or are you going to go to the Word of God where the Lord has revealed Himself? So would it be a fulfillment of that command to raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, to incorporate daily time in the Word of God so that they are nurtured in the things of God? I mean, you don't hesitate to send them to school every day. You're nurturing them in the things of the world. You're nurturing them in language and writing and reading and math and history and science. And if you're going to do that for 6 or 8 hours a day, wouldn't it make sense to spend some time every day nurturing them in what is infinitely more important than any of those temporal subjects? So I would say that while we're not commanded to be engaged in daily devotions, pretty critical for us. I know in our family we did that every morning, reading the Word of God, reading Christian biographies, reading things on theology, answering the questions of the children so that every day they had daily spiritual nourishment.